Hey, it's Eric G. Around the House is sponsored by Baldwin Hardware. For 75 years, Baldwin Hardware has been known for its first-class quality and craftsmanship in door and cabinetry hardware. As an alumnus of the Baldwin Hardware Design Council, I can say I have seen the details and quality from design to the finished product. If you're looking for a new style and old-world craftsmanship, I can tell you there is only one Baldwin Hardware. Check out what would look great in your home at baldwinhardware.com.
Everybody stop what you're doing, please!
When it comes to remodeling and renovating your home, there is no better show on your radio. This is Around the House with Eric G.
Where's the hammer?
From your back fence to the sidewalk, Eric will tell you how to keep it all in tip-top shape while helping you save a buck while doing it. If you like DIY projects, it takes a lot of practice to get good at it, and Eric is here to guide the way.
Is it on the... Go up on the other floor. Somebody go up there and stop the hammering.
All that and more on the fastest 2 hours of home improvement radio.
These are the wrong plans. These are the old plans.
Oh. Welcome to...
Stop it! Stop
Around the House with Eric G.
Welcome to Around the House with Eric G. This is where we talk home improvement every single weekend. Thanks for joining us. This is the Around the Toolbox special. Well, thanks for taking a listen. This is going to be a little later up here on Thursday today because, well, I'm waiting. My internet's been down for 24 hours. Thanks, Comcast. I appreciate it. So hard to upload a show, so we're going to get this one all recorded and ready to go and wait for those guys to get that back up again. It's been quite the battle trying to get things dialed in here, but we are making progress. Hopefully, they're making things better in the neighborhood. So the whole neighborhood's out today, so... That's what we're dealing with right off the bat. But what I wanted to talk today about was, you know, this is our podcast about business to business out there in the construction and design industry. And I wanted to talk about a few things. One, you know, of course, taking care of your employees. It's a great time to be hiring good ones out there that have been laid off and putting them on your team. It's a great time to do that. But one of the things I wanted to talk about is, you know, when people can go out and they look to hire your company, and this is really important because, you know, they can go on and look if you're a contractor, if you're licensed, bonded, insured, or they can look at your showroom, if you're a design company or a flooring company or a paint store or whatever, and everything looks good. But there are some tricks out there that I've talked about on my tips that I do each and every workday, and it's something that people are starting to use more and more that can kind of expose the inside of your business. And I want you to be very careful of this because if you're treating your employees great, you're treating your employees great. If you're treating them bad, it can burn you, and not in the ways that you think it might. Now, you know, you've got all those different sites out there. You know, you've got Yelp and all these different Google reviews, all these different ways for people to go after your business. But there's a way for your employees to do that as well, and that's called Glassdoor. Now, Glassdoor kind of ended up as a job app, kind of like Indeed or one of the other ones, except people can give an insight fairly anonymously to the inside of your company. So if you've got, let's say, one employee that was toxic that you got rid of, they can go on and nail you about your company. Well, it's just basically like Yelp for employees. And it's something you got to be careful with because people now can get on there very easily that could be your consumers. And great example, there is a company that I'm not going to expose any names, anything like that. But I tell you what, they have horrible, I mean, drop dead horrible reviews on Glassdoor from inside the company, like most of them. And the other ones you can tell, and it's even reported by some of the people that had left the horrible reviews, that the other ones were good reviews that were told to be put in there by the employer as part of condition of employment. So, I mean, if you look at here, I'm just going to read part of this excerpt out of this from this Glassdoor app. You know, it says, pros, I honestly can't think of a good reason for working here. Cons, working here is a nightmare. No training, you're on your own. Employee handbook is outdated, meaningless. Best of luck figuring out this crazy place. And then it goes through there in rails on the owner of the company. Owner acts sticky, sweet, and caring, you know, but this is a facade behind closed doors. She's mean-spirited and will suck the life out of you. Owner yells and belittles her employees, and everyone in the office can hear it. It goes on and on and on. So, if you're out there treating your employees badly at the workplace, and you've got a toxic work environment, that can get exposed really easily out there. And it's now for the public to see, and you have no way to pull it down. Now, of course, you could have a couple people go on there and put some good reviews on it, but it's there for years to come. So I really want you to think about what you've got going on in your business. How good of an environment is it for your employees? And what if everybody did do a review of your company that works for you? How is that going to look? Is it going to be good? Is it going to be bad? What's that review look like? So that introspective of your company, this is for you business owners and managers out there. What would you do differently here forward thinking about that review? Now, what happens if you had five or six of those? I mean, really, it could be really easy for your number one competitor to grab that, post it online, and go, look at this. This is horrible. Look at my reviews. My people are super happy. And that really tells a temperature of what's going on in the company. So I really want you to think about, you know, one, if you have somebody toxic in there, get them out. Replace them with somebody else. There are plenty of people out there that are looking for work. Now's the time to weed those people out of your company, because toxic people, get them out. It's not worth it. I don't care how much they know. I don't care how much they think they know. Sometimes it's better just to clean house and put in the good people. And quite frankly, if you've grabbed them from places that have closed up, you're helping those good people out. And you know something, maybe that bad toxic person can go to your competitor and drag them down instead of you. So those are things that I really want you to think about out there. And with the economy turning around, I mean, we are, you know, at least here in the Northwest, and I see most of the country as well, but in the Pacific Northwest here, we are definitely on the way out of this, not on the way into it. So I'm seeing, I mean, Julie and I, like I said, you know, earlier this week, we were out hitting happy hour, and we could actually sit down in a restaurant and sit at the bar and have a cocktail on Memorial Day. So that felt really good. So I know we're a little ahead of some places, but it's all coming out of this. And all of you in construction and design out there, I know, get ready, because there's pent-up demand that's going to come firing out of this. So you better be ready for it. All right, everybody, we've got a great show coming up this weekend. We're going to be talking with Eddie Uetta from Uetta Landscaping about lawn care and all these different things around your house as far as outside of the house. And then I'm going to dive into hour number two. We're going to be talking about home technology a little bit, about my Samsung Smart Hub, as well as a bunch of the other stuff I've got going on. I really dialed in my Wi-Fi here until, well, they did a scheduled maintenance that seems to have gone sideways, since it's almost 8 o'clock this morning, and this was supposed to be done at 4 o'clock this morning. So clearly they've got some problems up the street that they're working on. But we've got some, you know, I've been really getting that dialed in, and it has really made things in my house a lot easier, from people streaming, for me downloading and uploading and all these kind of things. So it has really gone well. And so we're going to talk about some of those tips on getting your Wi-Fi dialed in and making sure it's working correctly. All right, everybody, have a great rest of the week. Thanks for listening to Around the House. Hey, it's Eric G from Around the House. Are you planning a decking or siding project this year? If you are, you've got to check out my friends at Millboard. Millboard is a completely different kind of composite decking and cladding that enhances outdoor spaces with enduring distinction. Hand molded from the finest oak, it realistically mimics the natural grain and color of premium hardwood. If you're looking for something that doesn't look like plastic and instead real wood, check out Millboard.com. Make sure and check out that interview we did just a few weeks back. That's Millboard.com.